Congestion on West Coast ports is an issue of growing concern for red meat exporters. Travis Arp, U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Director of Export Services and Access, has more in this USMEF report.
With many of our most important export markets being in Asia, really a large portion of the beef and pork that we export out of the United States has to go through those West Coast ports like Los Angeles, Long Beach, Oakland, Tacoma, and making sure product transits through those ports in a timely manner is important for us servicing many of these extremely important customers in Asia. Ports have been hit hard, as many industries have, by COVID restrictions, to where there just isn't the available labor to get these ships loaded and offloaded in a really efficient manner. That's led to a lot of these inbound vessels having to sit at anchor for days and sometimes even weeks at a time while they wait for the available labor to bring those ships into call. As cargo continues to come in from the Midwest, a lot of those containers end up having to sit at the terminals just waiting for an available vessel.
Finding available space on these vessels is also a factor.
Exporters out of China and other Asian countries are paying a huge premium for dry container space for things like consumer goods and textiles. And because of that huge disparity, there's actually an incentive for the carriers to load up those dry containers without any cargo in them and ship them back over to Asia, oftentimes taking up space on those vessels where we could be shipping U.S. exports to Asia. The agriculture industry in general has been trying to create awareness on this issue through discussions with USDA, with the Federal Maritime Commission, and other U.S. government agencies, so they really understand how much the potential backlogs could really hurt U.S. exports as we get into 2021.
For more information, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.